To all my fellow students, and before we make this thing official, I thought I'd give you guys some advice. You gotta fight for your right to fight!
It's a good thing he's so successful at this point in his life, because if not, you'd be like, why is this guy here? That was the keynote speaker at your graduation.
Well, this wasn't a real graduation. This is why people are so fired up and confused. They are the most famous brothers in the country right now, Travis and Jason Kelce. But there's been a lot of controversy this past week because they went to their alma mater. Now, neither of them actually walked at the Cincinnati when they graduated for different reasons.
This happens a lot of times with athletes, right? Because they go to the NFL, right? And then they finish the degree later on.
Right. So they have their podcast, and they were filming the podcast and recording the podcast at Cincinnati. So there was a lot of people there, and it was a big celebration. And the school decided to do an impromptu graduation, complete with cap and gown and everything for them, because they didn't actually get to walk at their graduations.
It's like being an honorary doctorate.
But I was laughing because the reason why Travis didn't get to walk is because he lost his helmet. Right, like his school football helmet.
Yeah.
And the school said he had to return it in order to graduate, and he could never find it. So the University of Cincinnati presented him what looked like the exact same helmet so he could finally graduate.
I mean, listen, if you owe bills, right, a lot of schools will do that. They'll hang something over your head. If you have something that's unresolved, they're going to be like, no, you cannot be present at graduation. You cannot walk.
Raven, producer Sean, I had $400 in unpaid parking tickets.
And how does that even happen?
So, because there used to be, next to the townhouses where we would live, there was what we called the circle. And there was a circle where you were never supposed to park in there. But the parking lot was so far.
So you parked there every day.
I would park there all- So if I had to bring groceries in, if I had to, like, drop somebody off, if I was just running in for a quick minute, I would park in the circle. And I swear, that campus security was on me. The minute I got out of the car, there'd be a boom. Stay, like, right on my car.
I love you present it like you were taking your invalid grandfather out of the vehicle and they were writing a ticket right there. I'm sure every one of those times was one of those circumstances. But either way, I get it. Unresolved.
My mom was so mad. Like, I had to be like, Mom, for graduation...
I need $400.
Because I kept thinking they were the fake police. They're like the campus police. Yes. The fake police. Right. No, I'm like, that's how they got me. I'm not going to be able to walk at graduation if I don't pay this $400 in parking fees that I've accumulated over the last 4 years.
Imagine telling your parents that. Sorry, guys, there's no party today.
No.
And the reason being is this. So at my high school, what they did was they just threatened us all. It was like, if you do anything crazy in the last week, you don't get the diploma. They didn't put them in our actual folders.
Sean, that's what happened to you, right?
That's exactly what happened to me. Mm. Me and five of my friends, a day of graduation, we hosted a car wash and we wore nothing but Speedos, so we could have drinking money for that night. And so we decided, let's, like, our last senior prank, you know, we just wore nothing but the Speedos under our gowns. I'm alphabetically the last friend, so when I got my diploma, my other four friends ran up on stage and we all just derobed. And little did we know, everyone in our class but the five of us knew that they weren't putting our diplomas in our actual, like, you know, the booklet that it came in, because they knew the five of us were going to be up to no good. Almost forced us to keep us for another year.
How is that even possible?
Why wouldn't they warn you? Why wouldn't they warn you so you wouldn't do it?
Because we had terrible friends who thought it'd be funny if we did it.
I mean, what about the school staff?
Yeah, right. It's ridiculous.
Listen, I'm holding on to this. Right.
I think it happens to a lot of people, though, for one reason or another, whether it's something ridiculous, like you didn't pay your school parking bill, to, like, I don't know, you did something really bad. What did you do, and what was the reason why you did not walk at graduation? 1-800-330-9999. Why didn't you walk at graduation? 1-800-330-9999. Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce finally got their college graduation ceremony. Neither of them walked. And the reason why Travis didn't was because the school wouldn't let him walk unless he returned his football helmet and he couldn't find it.
I mean, how do you lose your football helmet? You're a football player. You need that thing everywhere you're going. I feel like he kept it.
No, I feel like that's part of his persona. I don't know what happened to it. Now I can't walk at graduation. Oh, well, I'll just go marry Taylor Swift and live the best life of my life.
Right.
Well,
if it only worked out like that for everybody.
But I laugh because I got a $400 parking ticket that I had to pay before graduation, or they weren't going to let me walk. And that was a tough conversation to have with my mom, I'll tell you that.
Because every time Anna pulled up with the groceries or whatever, I mean, if we believe your sob story, they wrote you a ticket.
Why didn't you walk at graduation? Rich, what happened?
No, I didn't. I actually graduated a semester early, and I didn't even know if they did, like, a winter graduation. And college was so hard, I was just like, I'm done. I'm out of here.
As soon as you got the notice, basically, you packed up the dorm and left. I'm out of here.
Yeah, but that happens to a lot of people. It's like anticlimactic. If you finish in the middle of the school year and then you have to wait until June for graduation, at that point, you've been done since January. Like, do you really care at that point about going back and doing all the formalities? That happened to my husband, and the only reason why he walked was because I forced him to so we could walk together, because I graduated that year, too.
I mean, that's what I would assume is, like, you know, friends and family would possibly bring you back. That's what I would think.
Michaela, why didn't you walk at graduation?
I didn't walk because I totally forgot that I was supposed to do 12 hours of community service. And a week before graduation, I was notified, hey, you didn't do your community service, so you can't walk. And I'm just like, are you serious? Now I have to finish those 12 hours of community service and wait for the next semester to end before I can walk.
How terrible.
Hmm. You would think that they would have notified you before, I suppose.
Wow. Is that for college, it was.
I mean, they're getting everything in order. Like, they got to give you the information, the details on the ceremony before that, right? So they're not going to remind you till a week before, hey, you didn't walk. And that seems,
You didn't walk because you didn't do community service. You're up. Like, that's upsetting. I'd be like, somebody needs to forge me some kind of letter saying I did it, and I promise I'll make it up so I can go to heaven.
On the other hand, some of your classmates that are like granola crunchers are going to be like, well, that's because you're a terrible person. Right. So you got exactly what you deserve, and the rest of your life is going to get worse.
I cried as I was telling my parents because...
You better, or else I would be losing my mind.
Yeah. That was the worst part ever.
Yeah.
Christian, why didn't you walk?
Well, I was sort of the orchestrator / mastermind of the senior prank, and we let loose a bunch of animals in the school, and that was it. That was the prank. We just let out a bunch of animals in the school, and they didn't let me walk.
I don't like the pranks involving animals.
Mm.
Unless the animal's like, hey, I'm a willing participant. I'm here for the pranks.
How many pigs and chickens do you know are willing participants of a high school prank?
See exactly why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. High school? College?
Well, yeah, what was it?
This is high school.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have a fully formed brain yet or anything close to it then, so we'll forgive you.
That's the thing about high school is, like, they will dangle being able to walk at graduation for everything. They'll be like, senior skip day, if you don't show up, you're not going to walk.
Yep.
You know, prom, you show up drunk, you're not going to walk. Like, it was everything.
I want you to imagine telling a parent whose child has gone to school for 4 years and done a good job and then takes one skip day that they're not going to walk at graduation. Parents would lose their mind nowadays.
Yeah, it'd be different.
80s, 90s, they were like, well, you're going to do what the teacher says.